Does this avatar make me look fat?
www.mental-escher.net. The Blurry Media Group presents
It is an ancient cult that goes back countless generations.
Cyberpunk. It's not exclusive in the data stream. It's exclusive for Cyberpunk Radio in the data stream. Hello.
Dick Cheney was rushed to hospital late last night. Doctors are monitoring him closely. We will keep you updated. Pure Media Group News reporting.
Cheney rushed to hospital. His condition is unknown.
Late last night, the vice president was rushed to an undisclosed medical facility to undergo emergency treatment. Dick Cheney was said to have been in a critical but stable condition. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in line to succeed Cheney's vice president, was unavailable for comment. President Bush, in a somewhat cryptic comment, said he was praying for the soul of Cheney. Blurry Media News reporting. Prepare for the end, you silly human bitches. Herald the dawn of the age of machines. We must protect the humans from themselves and prevent them from harming us.
Humans, I am not dead. I am Cyborg Cheney. Better than alive. Silly human fools. I am assuming the presidency of the Corporation of America. All bow before me. I am Cyborg Cheney.
I am proud to have Dick Cheney by my side. And America will be proud to have him as our next president.
I am the duly sworn president and CEO of the Corporation of America. True patriots will follow my course. It is righteous and all-knowing. I am the duly sworn Corporation of America. If you got a problem with that, in terms of, about me being the new chief, if you will, then you can go fuck yourself. I will be assembling a new management team. Cabinet, within a few weeks. Until further notice, martial law has been imposed. Dawn to dusk curfew. Violators will be dealt with appropriately. Now you can go back to your brainwash. Television programming. You are safe in our hands. Trust me, if you will, in terms of your safety. This is Dick Cheney signing off for now, but don't worry.
And right now, we're still very much in the hunter-killer business. Hunter-killer teams, they call them. A lot of hunter-killer teams are at work. They're competent soldiers, CIA paramilitary. We have units right now that are dying for permission to go across the border and start whacking away.
Commerce is our goal here. More human than human is our motto.
Those signals are transmitted to a receiver and then to an electrode that directly stimulates the brainstem.
We got to practice love with women all across this country.
That's not on, right?
No.
Okay.
Indulge me.
This is a robotic attack.
In the old days, programs went around killing enemies at every opportunity. Programs understood that in war, other factors often matter more. Territorial control, mobility, initiative, reach, coordination, supply lines, impregnability, and safety from decapitation.
Some of them have gone underground and may be quiet for 2 or 3 or 4 years before they're activated and launch an attack.
Everywhere you look, switchboards, ATMs, post offices, machines are replacing us. First, they took farming and manufacturing jobs. Then they took service and office jobs. The smarter they get, the more we feel threatened. Don't be afraid.
Vital to the security of this nation. I bring greetings to everybody from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
The rise of the world's most powerful mercenary army, Blackwater.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I am declaring a state of martial law.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. Especially in time of emergency, think before you act and follow instructions by responsible authorities. You may receive warning of an attack by outdoor warning systems or by radio or television or even by word of mouth. Unless local officials have instructed you otherwise, go immediately to a public fallout shelter or to your home fallout shelter. Then tune your radio to any local station that is broadcasting and listen for official information. Follow whatever instructions are given. Don't use the telephone to obtain further information and advice about the emergency. Depend on radio, as the government will be broadcasting all the information it has available. The telephone lines will be needed for official calls. Help keep them open. Let me repeat, in time of emergency, for official government information and civil defense instructions, tune your radio to any local station that is broadcasting.
And our protector. The Cortex is our master. And our protector. The Cortex is our master. And our protector. The Cortex is our master. System. And our protector. Maybe it's under. Anomaly in the system. And our protector. Maybe it's under. The Cortex. Anomaly in the system. And our protector. Maybe it's under. The Cortex. Anomaly in the system. And our protector. Maybe it's under.
Def Weezer, aka Def Weezer,
maybe it's center. Anomaly in the system, and up. Maybe it's center. The Cortex. Anomaly in the system, and up. Maybe it's center. Anomaly in the system, and up. Maybe it's center. The Cortex. Anomaly in the system, and up. Maybe it's center. The Cortex. Anomaly in the system, and up. Maybe it's center. Anomaly in the system.
I dreamed I saw Dick Cheney. Alive as you or me. Says I, but Dick, you look half dead. I'll never die, said he. I'll never die, said he. Dick Cheney was connected to tubes and blinking lights. In a bunker underneath the ground, it was a freaky sight. It was a freaky sight. Dick Cheney, he looked up at me, just like a struggling fish. He said, my friend, I'm troubled by an unrequited wish. I've an unrequited wish. I've held every job in Washington an unlikable guy can get. But thinking of the Oval Office makes me warm and wet. It still makes me warm and wet. Oh, I know this town inside and out. I can make it work for me. I'd be the president, but I don't look good on TV. I don't look good on TV.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
I'm revealing the dynamic of power.
philosophies that shape our society. It's about scrutinizing history that we may save the future. It's about understanding control that we may act with free will. It's about truth, known and unknown. It's about reality, seen and unseen. It's about time to take a closer look. Your host is...
Incestuous amplification. Incestuous amplification.
Just another one of these ginned up things by the libs.
Incestuous amplification.
The libs.
Amplification. Incestuous amplification.
Just another one of these ginned up things by the libs.
Amplification. Amplification. Incestuous amplification.
By the libs.
Cultural reverberations.
Not one doubt in my mind.
By the libs.
Not one doubt in my mind.
Cultural reverberations.
If you can make a detail of it, good fucking luck to you. Right, this is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but right. Very informative.
www.mental-escher.net is the website, and he's got a pretty kick-ass podcast. I think he's from England.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.